Massachusetts jails and prisons are touting that there are few coronavirus cases behind bars, that despite a surge of outbreaks in correctional facilities around the country. In Massachusetts, there are just 8 reported COVID-19 deaths among prisoners. State correction officials say the steps they've taken have helped contain the virus behind bars. But, as WBUR's Deborah Becker reports now, some are questioning those claims.
Some questions follow a recent Brigham and Women's Hospital's researcher study that looked at the coronavirus rate in Massachusetts correctional facilities. Dr. Monique Jimenez is lead author of that study.
The rates of COVID in carceral facilities in Massachusetts is exceptionally high. It's higher compared to the general population of Massachusetts and to the general population of the United States.
Jimenez says the rate is 3 times higher than in the general population. The study looked at COVID-19 rates in jails and prisons from April to early July that were published weekly as part of a state Supreme Court ruling. Dr. Jimenez says while Massachusetts is unique compared to other states in at least providing some data, it isn't standardized, so not all correctional facilities test or report the same way.
Because there is a lack of oversight and a lack of transparency, you don't know what you don't know. This lack of transparency further layers on crippling an adequate public health response.
And Jimenez says this lack of standardization raises questions about the testing in general. Some epidemiologists wonder why the positive rate in state prisons isn't higher, especially after widespread testing.
That did definitely cause me to raise my eyebrows to some extent.
Dr. Stephen Kissler, a postdoctoral fellow at the Harvard Chan School of Public Health, has been looking at the numbers. For example, since June, the court documents report more than 2,700 tests to DOC prisoners and only 12 confirmed cases.
Whether it's because of the timing of the tests, because of how the tests were administered, or the issue with people in the prisons not getting tested when they are showing symptoms, any one of those things could be in play, but I think at least one of them must be.
Many prisoners are concerned. One man held at MCI Norfolk for more than a decade who didn't want his name used because he's worried about retaliation by prison staff says testing also should be required for correctional officers.
We know that if COVID comes inside of the walls, somebody from the outside is going to bring it in. And being that there's no mandate or no oversight in anybody being required to have tested, that seems to be a problem. If it gets in here and it's able to spread, it's going to decimate a lot of this community.
The State Department of Correction says it encourages staff testing, and an officer with symptoms or exposed to COVID-19 cannot return to work without medical clearance. The DOC also says its medical provider is testing symptomatic prisoners and their close contacts on an as-needed basis. The department says it's contained the virus behind bars and continues to monitor health data and restrict prisoners' movements. But those measures are subject to a lawsuit alleging that a prolonged lockdown should not be the virus containment strategy. Elizabeth Matos with Prisoners Legal Services of Massachusetts, the group that filed the suit, is also advocating for more testing. She says the number of prisoners, especially in county jails, is starting to rise again since the spring.
The courts are more active now. You're having more people come into the system, so it's going to be a more transient population, and the likelihood of transmission is just going to go up.
The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention published a report this month recommending more broad-based testing in jails and prisons to prevent outbreaks. Also on the federal level, Senator Elizabeth Warren has co-sponsored a bill calling for more transparency and more details in correctional testing data. The Brigham's Dr. Monique Jimenez says she's getting more input to ensure that the data are meaningful.
Departments of Corrections and other carceral facility governing bodies may say that they are doing X, Y, and Z. However, how that's executed is, from what we're hearing from our community advocacy groups, is those do not match.
Jimenez is surveying those recently released from incarceration and their loved ones. She hopes to have that report shortly. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.